Rhett Palmer, and this is a new day.
We'd like to thank Plains Dental Arts.
Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
If your child learns best with a hands-on approach, Synergy Vocational Academy is for you, a faith-based magnet school that's now enrolling K through 12th grade. Synergy offers certifications, degrees, and apprenticeships in NCCER-accredited construction trades, multimedia, film production, gaming, culinary, and more. Synergy Vocational Academy is the school of tomorrow and accepts all state-funded scholarships. To learn more, call 801-5522 or check us out on the web at synergyk12.com.
This is my Bible as I looked into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's word. I see myself as God sees me. I am who he said I am. I have what he said I have. I can do what he said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive. My mind is alert. And I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God, you may be seated.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerard Curry. Thank you for joining us today. We are picking up where we left off yesterday, and we've been talking about the kingdom of God, what it means for you and for myself. It's so vitally important what it means for born-again children of the Most High God to understand the kingdom, which is what Jesus preached. He came preaching kingdom. He didn't preach healing. He demonstrated healing. He didn't preach miracles, signs, or wonders. He demonstrated it out of the kingdom. If you're in the kingdom, he said, the things I do, you will do as well and even greater because you're in the kingdom with the same Holy Spirit in the kingdom realm. And so, you know, we discovered you can't even get saved. You can't get anything excepting from the kingdom of God. And when you received Jesus Christ, your Lord and Savior, you became born again. You became a child of the Most High God, who happens to be a king, which makes you royalty. You're going to hear about that. But you are now in a position to operate in and from the kingdom of God, where you will be able to learn and understand things, because he said in John 3:3, except you're born again, you won't even see the kingdom. In Jesus' name, let's pick it up right there and see what God shows us. God said, I give you the world. I give you every tree, every animal, every bird that flies, every creeping thing on the floor, all the fish, everything. He said, I give it all to you. Have dominion. That's kingdom talk. God is talking about authority. That dominion comprises authority. And when God blessed the people he made, he empowered them to prosper with kingdom authority. He never once meant for them to be broke, miserable, sick, and disgusted. Not once. Adam and Eve never, ever had to turn away from God to receive anything, but they were tricked into believing a lie. They had everything at their disposal. They walked with God in the cool of the day. That is your mandate. That is the kingdom mandate that Jesus came to get back. He came to get the mandate and the original blueprint that God created us from. He came and he got it back. That's why he said that I've got the keys to the kingdom of hell and the grave. Now I've got all authority. Now you go back with that authority. Jesus came and took the kingdom authority mandate back from the devil. He stripped it out of his hands and he said, yeah. And the blueprint that God originally had intended for human beings as offspring, as children, as kings, he now wants us to do what Great Britain did to America, to South Africa, colonize. Colonize. God wants offspring. He wants that not one should perish. And we are actually called in 2 Corinthians 5:20 ambassadors for Christ. Ambassadors of Jesus.
We had the ambassador in South Africa telling us what to do, how to do it, where to drive, how to drive, whatever it was. You go to South Africa, all our cars, the steering wheel is on the other side of what it is here in America. You do know that, right? And then we drive on the right side of the road, which is the right side. The correct side. But seriously, that all came from the British monarch that had rulership over the subjects in South Africa. And if they said you can't do this, you couldn't do it. If they said you can go ahead and try it, you could do it. But you couldn't do it without their approval. And now we're talking, in America there are laws and rules. How many of you know that America is a nation of law? That's a touchy subject, right? But it is foundational, a nation of laws. And if you're a nation of laws, then you've got to uphold the law. So you can't just go and say, you know what, I'm a kingdom man. I know it says 35, I'm doing 75, I'm late. No, you can't do that. You've got to still fall within the parameters because God said he puts people there. Amen? But God wants you and I to be ambassadors to advance the kingdom that we are part of. He wants more offspring. He wants us to bring them in. He wants people that are sick to walk in health. He wants people that are broke to walk in prosperity. He wants people that are mourning to turn into dancing. He wants the kingdom principle. Listen, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed, how merciful, how glorious be thy name. Your kingdom come. Where? On earth. How? As it is in heaven. Well, if we're going to have the kingdom of heaven represented in the earth today, we better look like the ambassadors that have been paid for, blessed, and encouraged by God. Because let me tell you something else. No ambassador that's from South Africa, anywhere else in the world, or from America, anywhere else in the world, no ambassador pays for his own. The government that he represents pays for it all. He covers all the costs of the housing. He covers the schooling for the children. He covers the vehicles that they drive. He covers the house that they live in. He covers the expenses. They don't have to cover one thing. They just got to colonize. That's all they got to do is colonize. And so that's what we are supposed to be doing, is ambassadors, as children and as kings. We're supposed to be colonizing all these lost people that don't know where they are. And we've got to get them out of the gates of hell. You know, think about this. The Bible says God translated you from the power of darkness into the kingdom of his dear son. Think about that. He took us out from the grave and he put us on the rock of Gibraltar. He took us out from the miry clay and he put us on the chief cornerstone. He took us out of death and he gave us life. He took us out of sickness and he gave us health. He took us out of poverty and he gave us prosperity. He took us out of fear and he gave us faith. He did it all. It all comes from the kingdom of God, because even the faith that you got to get saved was given to you by God. Ephesians 2:8, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is a gift from the kingdom. And so now we're going to start becoming kingdom principles and kingdom minded and priestly minded with a kingship. Because I'm telling you now, he's coming back. Down his thigh is written what? King of kings. And what? Lord of lords. Correct? Well, who are the kings in the earth today? Who did God call lords? He called us. We're not God, but we're little gods. I don't mean that kind of God. I mean we are children. We are heirs. We are joint heirs together with Christ. You cannot be an heir if you're out of the kingdom. You can only be an heir if you're in the kingdom. You come to my house and try to get my finances that I'm leaving for my children and my wife, you're not going to get it. Why? Because you're not an heir. They will inherit whatever I've got because it belongs to them. The kingdom of God, he says in Romans 4:17, that you're a joint heir together with Christ. Galatians 4:7, he says, therefore, you're no longer a servant, but a son. And if a son, then an heir of God. And if you're an heir of God, everything that's in the kingdom of heaven is yours. But you've got to know about it, and you've got to get your faith up to take it. So we're going to teach kingship. We're going to teach you that you're a king. You're watching by way of the internet at home. If you're born again, you're in the kingdom of God, you're a king. And I'm telling you, it's that close, almost the midnight hour, when the King of Kings is coming back, where the groom is actually coming back for his bride. Boom. I'm telling you, this mandate is an amazing one. So God doesn't call you a subject. He calls you a child or a king. Look at your neighbor and say, did you know you're a king? Look at your other neighbor and say, did you know? Now ask yourself, did I know I'm a king? Now say, I am a king. I am a child of God, which makes me a king and a joint heir together with Christ. You see, because this has got to be the year. The Bible says that the earth is waiting for the manifestation. For the what? For the sons of God. Waiting for the sons of God, the manifestation for us to get a realization, a wake-up call. My God, I'm a child of the Most High God, makes me a king with a priestly anointing. Let me take my position. What's my domain? Now listen, let me tell you something else. Domain, when God gave us domain, he gave it to you over things in the earth, not over man. You don't have dominion over mankind. That's where you see wars, rumors of wars, all that trash happening, dictatorships, because they're trying to have dominion over man. God gave you dominion, let me tell you what, over. Remember I said everyone's got a primary gift? He gave you dominion over your primary gift. And that primary gift will change the planet. You think about 12 disciples. One of them died. 12 disciples, how they changed and brought the kingdom of God into our lives. It's because of their teaching. Remember John 17? Jesus said, Lord, I'm praying for these that you gave to me, the disciples, the apostles. He said, but not only for them, but also for those that will believe their words. How many of you believe Corinthians? How many of you believe 1 John? 2 John, if you don't believe John 3, you're in trouble. Except a man is born again, you won't even see the kingdom, right? So where did that come from? From the apostles of God. They were the foundation that God put in the earth. He's a cornerstone. We are building on the foundation of the apostles, and we are supposed to be kings in the kingdom of God. And there's no time for us to stop and say, oh, woe is me. And no, you've got to take your royalship. Because let me tell you what. You will find attacks coming to you left, right, and center for someone who wants to take your throne, who wants to take your crown. The enemy is after everything you got. He doesn't like you. You look at these monarchs going back 100 years. Oh, my goodness. How they would kill. If you had a child and we just got the kingdom from you, you became king. Now, you're from another family and you got children 2 years old. Kill them. Just kill them. Because they're going to grow up and then they're going to have royalty and they're entitled to the throne. Well, you're entitled to the throne. In fact, God said you're seated together with me in heavenly places. And I'll tell you something, Christ ain't sitting on something that ain't a throne. Do you understand? The name above every name, Jesus Christ. We've been made accepted in Ephesians 1:6. We've been brought into the kingdom through Jesus Christ. In Ephesians 2:6, now you're seated together with Christ in heavenly realms, in the kingdom. And that's how Jesus operated in the earth. He operated from a kingdom perspective. That's why they came and said, should we murder this woman? Because she caught them. He said, you without sin, throw the first stone. He brought kingdom principle in.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.